is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Entergy's impunity when lobbying, fines, and payoffs are disguised as donations. In the age of Trump, corporate impunity is reaching new extremes across the country, but it also has infected local and state politics as well. Entergy, the giant utility provider in the Mid-South states of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, as well as parts of East Texas and, of course, New Orleans, is rapidly becoming the poster child for such incredible arrogance and worse. We've talked previously of how they were caught red-handed having a company pay actors to become a fake crowd with fake spokespeople in favor of their proposal to build a $211 million natural gas-fired plant in eastern New Orleans, likely for fake increased demand. Their fake news creation garnered them a 6-1 vote in favor of the city council. Okay, there was controversy. The head of the New Orleans subsidiary was shuffled to another job for hiring an LA-based company that specializes in these kinds of grass tips demonstrations. As the company's regulator, the city council found Entergy culpable. Some council members have raised soft voices, suggesting a re-vote. How does Entergy respond? This is where we get to the impunity. They try to claim they are innocent and don't have to take responsibility. They announce plans to give $5 million as a donation because they don't want to call the payment of a fine for their flagrant misbehavior a fine. They admit that the city council is their regulator, but in going total Trump, they claim that the city council doesn't have the right to fine them at all and that they do not have the power to call for a new vote. Without saying this, Entergy is asserting that it is above the law and accountable to nothing and no one. Can it get worse? Yes, Entergy can indeed go lower. It now develops that they marshaled nonprofit charities like the Red Cross, the New Orleans Recreation Department, and others that have received similar donations, we'll call them, from them to write to the council and sing Entergy's praises. Most of the directors of these agencies went undercover. The CEO for the local Red Cross claimed not to realize that the council was imposing a fine and that their letter was being used to whitewash Entergy. Whoever believes that, please call me because I'm offering to sell the Mississippi River Bridge very, very cheaply. Council of Aging, one of the recipients of the company's supposed largesse, testified in favor of the plant construction because it would supposedly benefit the elderly and was rewarded by an announcement that Entergy was giving them $308,323 two days after they testified. For anyone who believes that was a coincidence, luckily there are other bridges across the Mississippi River, and I'm offering them as a special package as well. Call me sometime. This is past ridiculous. The council has not responded. I hope that's not because they're trying to figure out why they didn't get donations this large as well. Here's the bottom line. Entergy should not be able to claim that monies given to these agencies qualify as charitable deductions against their taxes when they are so clearly lobbying and business expenses. This ludicrous $5 million donation is anything but and should not be allowed by the citizens or the IRS. It's a payoff, plain and simple. If they don't want to call it a fine, that's what the name is, payoff. The charity should be ashamed of themselves for being bought and sold, as Entergy should be for perpetuating and expanding this scandal. Amazingly, everyone is pointing a finger at someone else, and no one is taking responsibility for anything. Believe it or not, this is now our world. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.